Hey guys, welcome back to Dream Makeup. I hope you're ready for this segment because this segment is all about you. You know, in the dream world, you have to understand that you are the dreamer. You are the noun in the story. And you need to put verbs in your life and push yourself forward and make the actions. Become a dreamerpreneur. The person that's dreaming, the person who's willing to do all that it takes to move forward towards their destiny, towards their dreams, towards their goals. You know, there's so many inspirational people out there. There's so much influencers and influencings out there that are trying to distract you into their dream. You know, sometimes I have an internal battle with myself because I'm a huge supporter type of person. Like, I want to support everybody. I'm like the biggest cheerleader in the world. But the problem is, what I have found is that it's very lonely pursuing your dreams, because it seems that everybody is driven selfishly. And that's not to throw shade on people around me or people around the world. It's just there are people that understand in order to obtain their dream, they have to be completely honed into their goals. And with that said, you become a prospect. And that's what I was talking about, you know, in a previous episode. In real estate, I've learned a lot. You know, it's not just real estate to me. It's really learning how our world functions and what makes people money and what makes people successful. And it is real estating your dreams, real estating your life. And with that said, in order to do that, you have to understand that your sphere of influence is going to drive in value towards your dreams. So if you are a dreamer, you know, you really have to focus on yourself. It's the most selfish but most positive thing you could ever do, because it's not like you're doing it to hurt anybody, and you're not doing it to not think about anybody else, but you're doing it so that you can see your dreams through. And if they're your real friends and if they are real supporters, they will support you on that dream and you will support them as well. And then, you know, if we can all hop on the bandwagon of supporting each other, then everybody wins. The only reason why people don't win is because they become very exclusive. They become, you know, type of people or a type of community, and they really make it hard for people to enter unless you are allowed in. So all those, you know, circles and squares and, you know, A-list celebrities and B-list celebrities or whatnot, all they're saying is that we are a community and we are exclusive, and this is what you have to do in order to, you know, get in. You have to do X, Y, and Z, and ABC, and elemental P's to get in. But if we all create our own exclusive networking, we will all have our own A-list celebrities. You understand? We will all have our own exclusiveness within our groups. So it's very important that you guys understand you need to create a community in all things that you do. Okay, then you need to monopolize on each other as far as using each other's sphere of influences, using each other's finances, even, you know, money is the root of all evil, but money is the root of all things that can happen, you know, that can change your environment, change the status. All money is quality. Okay, you can have a business, but if you don't have a lot of money, you have a small mom and pop or something like that. But if you have a lot of money, then, you know, you're doing well. So you need money. It's not that you can't have a business, not that you can't have certain things, not like you can't bring your community to a dinner party or Christmas party or to a trip. But if you guys have a lot of it, the trips get better, is all I'm saying. So once you learn that, and then you start monopolizing on the territories that you want as a group and community, you will be able to uplift not only yourself, not only your sphere of influence, but you'll be able to uplift your community and all things around it and everything that you touch. So you have to understand the importance of dreaming, but dreaming with the idea of it like being a business. It is your business to treat your dream as such, because it's going to affect many if you're good. And even if you're not, it can still affect people in a bad way. I mean, there are some products out there that people are still affected with today. So not to get off track, I just really want to put that out there, that it's really your fault if you fail, because it's your fault if you succeed. You understand? Keep dreaming. Don't give up, because it will be your fault. Truly, it is only up to you to succeed. And even then, you still got a lot of work to do. So keep dreaming. Please, please message me on Anchor. Okay? You can definitely reach out. And also, we could have a conversation and things of that nature. I really want to connect with people. So definitely do so by that.